Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. What up?
What up, everybody?
It is I, Brother B, and this Big Red.
How
and welcome
you?
To another episode of The Menu. How are everybody doing tonight? Hope all is well. Hope y'all are glad enough the hard day at work. And if not, I just hope you're just chilling in general. What up, once again? It's Brother B, Big Red in the house. Another episode of The Menu. What's a guan? What's a guan? Yo, Red, listen.
Yes.
I had to tell you something real quick, real quick. I don't know about the state of humanity. I really don't know anymore. Now, I was getting ready to park. I saw a car, and I saw a fire hydrant, and I saw, wait a minute, there's enough space for me to get in there. Even though the car behind that I was parking in front of had mad space behind it. Not enough to fit a car, but like at least half a car. And then I had enough room to park the truck, you know what I'm saying, in front. So, boom. Now, I get to the spot. I'm pulling up in by the fire hydrant, and then I'm backing up. And then I notice in my rear view, I see somebody getting into the car behind me. So I was like, oh, they must be getting ready to move. But then I noticed there was another car waiting on the side. Now, I'm like, I don't know where that car came from, but either way, I was here first. But I wasn't stressing it because there was enough room for both of us. Notice what I said. Enough room for both of us. Their car, my truck, enough room for both of us. So, I start backing up. And the other car is backing up and getting ready to pull off. The other car that was waiting on the side starts honking their horn. Oh, my. Now I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, hold on. Wait. Is there really a need for all of this? First of all, I was there first.
Right.
And if I wanted to, I could have took up all the spot. You just got there. And you think you're supposed to claim up? Listen, it was to the point where I already had my reverse lights on. I was already
right, exactly.
When the car pulled up. So I'm like, yo, you can't sit there and act like it's your spot. But what I say earlier, there's enough room for both of us. Yes, both of us. So I stopped. I get out. Now, mind you, the other car already left.
Mm.
Yo, car and a half worth of space. And it was one of these, and it was a little car anyway. So I'm like, really? You're a little ass car honking your horn with like, yeah, for no reason. For no reason whatsoever. So I look at the car. I was like, what? You got all this room? And then I jump back in my car, and then I wait for them to park, and then I back up some more. Leaving ample space in between me and the fire hydrant and me and the other car. And I'm like, was all that necessary?
Because everybody
wanted to ask the person, well, was all that necessary?
Because everybody's
In a rush, no, they got out the car mad slow. And you know, they knew they was guilty. The driver knew they was guilty because they were stuck in the conversation. Like I said, listen. There's no need to honk your horn all ridiculous like that.
Right.
But once again, some of these humans, yes, I said it. So I'm sorry, JoJo, but yeah, some of these humans are assholes because there's no reason to just, there was no reason to do all that.
Right,
listen,
exactly.
If you got some place to be, if you're in a rush, that's your problem. Don't blame somebody else for going slow or doing something because you're in a rush. Maybe you should have just left early.
Right, because like it would now. Guess what? Now you know what would have happened. Now guess what? That person's doing all that honking. You backing up. Like you said, you got your reverse lights on. You're backing up. Now, they now what if they tried to get into that space or they went running up in the, you know, running up in the space, then guess what? That would have been an accident. Then the first thing they would have said, oh, it's your fault. Your fault. You did. They'd have been blaming you, say you did it. It was your fault. It was no. Well, what's the purpose of you honking and doing all of that and running up in this? No, just be easy. And just like you said, if it's enough space, it don't make no, it makes no sense for you to do all of that.
Yo, it was enough space for a box truck to fit. And they was honking us. But first of all, once again, you got a small-ass car. Why are you honking like that?
Maybe the person figured you didn't see him. Maybe they tell him, he don't see me.
Listen, you know what? There could be a million and one reasons, but acting stupid is not an excuse or not one of them. Now, I can understand if I was backing up into the vehicle and you honking your horn like that.
Right.
Fine,
yeah.
But I'm back. I was already backing up before you came.
Right.
Now you just want to roll up like, oh, I found me a spot. No, you didn't find a spot. I found a spot.
I'm guessing that possibly they figure because your car is a truck, oh, he's going to take up all the space. Once again, not everybody in New York is stupid like that. You understand what I'm saying? Just like you said, it was enough room, but you do have a-holes out there that'll say, well, my truck is big. I'll take up the whole space. But like I said, everybody's not like that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
you're
that's
right,
a possibility. I'm just giving, you know, like a possibility. They probably think, oh, he's going to take up the whole space. I'm not going to be. Because I've seen cars. And I'm not a driver, but, I mean, you know, I plan to be driving sooner or later in my life and have to park. And I've seen cars or if I'm driving with other people, I've seen where cars will take up a whole space that's big enough for two people. I mean, you know, two cars, two vehicles.
But the thing is, I was already parking before the other car behind me moved.
Right.
Like, I had enough room already.
Right.
Right. And that car pulling out, the other one could have just got in there, no problem. So I was already doing me. And like I said, then I saw the person get in the car. So I was like, oh, all right,
exactly.
Cool. But you know what? Like I said, maybe it was some type of, I don't know. Maybe they misunderstood. I know what I was doing.
Right.
And I wasn't trying to be an a-hole when it came down to the parking. But, yo, like I said, I don't get it. Don't blame me for your shortcoming.
Right.
Don't be mad. Did you really think you was going to take the spot from me? If that was the case, did you really think you was just going to roll up and take the spot from me and I'm already reversing into the spot?
Right. And like I said, that would have been an accident and it would have been a whole nother problem you would have had.
Nah, it would have been me. I had a bat in the car. I don't care. It wouldn't have been me. It was going to be me.
Everybody looking for that money.
Listen, wasn't gonna be me. Like I said, I said that to say this. I told that little story to say this. Listen, whoever's listening, you ain't gotta be an asshole. Or some of us don't have to succumb to the asshole. Like it's not that serious. Just like I gotta wait for parking, you can wait for it too. Yeah, there's been plenty of times where I had to go to the bathroom, or I just wanted to hurry up and get in the house, or I had to hurry up and be somewhere. Yeah, but you know what? I'm not blaming you or blaming anybody else for me being late or me having to relieve myself and I can't find no parking.
Mm-hmm.
That was just my little rant for the moment. That didn't make no sense. Like, she was honking the horn so much, I thought the steering wheel was going to fall off. Like I was like I've never seen somebody honk their horn like that, so many times like that before. It was amazing.
Maybe the twins that Beyonce is having, maybe that'll bring back humanity. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh, what a convenient. I'm trying to find out. Yo, what's the deal with that? This whole twin thing, like,
don't get me started because you know I can't.
Is it a lie? Is it a joke? What is
magic? Yeah, I don't know what it is. I really don't care because I'm just sick of seeing it. I'm sick of seeing the pictures. I'm sick of seeing her face. I'm sick of seeing his face. I'm sick of seeing. Listen, I'm surprised you don't because it's all over these social networks. All over. All kinds of pictures. And it's like, to me,
you
it's
sure
like.
Huh?
Listen, are like I said, to me, it's like. You know, like you know, homeboy said in Paid in Full. People have women have babies every day, B. Like, what are you doing? Pharrell's wife had triplets, and you and these people are going bananas over you having to. Who cares? Like I said, no disrespect to any you know women that have this, and I have kids myself. But my goodness, like why does everything with you have to be a spectacle? And my thing is, you know, you such, my fans, but guess what? There's women out there that can't even have children. So did you ever think about them? And some of these women are your fans. But it's just like she goes overboard with everything. It's all these pitches, and you got to do all this dramatics, and then it's just like, oh, you just pop out of nowhere. Oh, I'm having twins. Like you, it just pops like the pictures just pop up like an omen. It just come out of nowhere. It's not like it's building up to it. Like, oh, she may be pregnant. Oh, we not sure. Oh, okay, today we confirm. It just comes out of nowhere. And that to me is ridiculous. Then when you see one picture, you see a thousand of them. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sick of him and her.
Trump,
looking at his camel face.
Trump's fault.
Huh?
It's Trump's fault.
Absolutely.
Trump told him the whole of, he told him to hold the pictures until until he started doing what he was doing. And now he just said, all right, release every, like, let that out, put that out there. To throw people off the trail.
Yeah,
but
like,
now people ain't. He think people ain't focused on him no more. They focus on
mm-hmm.
J&B.
J&B, whatever name is,
yeah.
Whatever.
J&B.
Yeah.
Like a drink. Sound like a drink. Like J&B.
Yeah, it's just like, and I mean, people are talking about this stuff and saying stuff like them two babies that she got in her belly got more money than what I got right now. Okay, they coming into money. Like, come on, I don't want to hear about that and seed. And, you know, people act like they, like, she inviting you to the baby shower. She ain't inviting you no damn baby shower.
So, wait a minute. So, what happened to Lemonade?
What? Who?
Lemonade. What was it? Lemonade? Kool-Aid? Listen, I don't know what was going on. But she was. What was her last album? The album she put out.
Oh,
that
yeah, that.
Listen,
I don't listen to that. I don't listen to her voice. Annoys me. I don't listen to her. Her face annoys me. I can't. When I get annoyed with somebody,
oh,
I don't even want to hear you. I don't want to hear your voice. I don't want to see you. I don't like. I was cleaning today and I heard a song and I was listening to it, but I wasn't sure if it was her yet. But then I heard a little. Tinkling of a tune, and I said, oh, sugar. I said, hell no, let me turn from this. Just like my inside started turning. I was like, no, I can't do it. But you know, in this day and age, you'll be known as a hater because you, listen, I don't care. Call me what you want. I don't like that chick. I can't deal with her. I can't.
I don't think it's a thing I'm hating. It's just like, you know, everybody has their preferences.
It's overkill.
Yeah. I mean, it's just interesting how the timing, you know, is all of a sudden they just want to throw it out there now.
Absolutely.
But that's
with all the other things that's going on in this world right now.
We're trying to make you happy. Trying to make you think life. We're having a baby.
Yeah, I get that, but like I said, put something like I need something else. Like tell me that other child it is. I don't know. Tell me that she learned her ABCs. Tell me that. I don't want to hear about that other mess or something.
Okay, then. Moving on.
Yes.
So, all right, damn it. Let's get into it. What up, y'all? Once again, rocking with the menu, Brother B, Big Red. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395, the guest calling number. And tonight's topic, Trump world, reality or revolution? First of all, I don't know, you want to set it off? You want to set it off or me set it off? How you want to set it off?
You can set it off. You can set it off. I got to get my thoughts formulated because I'm just,
I don't know, you just discussed it.
Yeah,
you're all over there. Okay, so this dude hasn't been in office for like 2 weeks yet. And he's really just managed to just piss a lot of people off. And I'm laughing because most of y'all was blaming the black man for 8 years for doing so much wrong, and he did this, and he led us into that. But this dude, Obama was in there for 8 years. This dude only been in there for, like, what, a week and a half?
A week and a half.
And, yo, everybody, man, like, everybody, like, yo, really? Protests popping up all over. Listen, you got dogs and cats running down the block protesting.
Like, I know.
Like, yo, like, really? Like, oh, wow. The cat had a sign on his back. It said, don't grab me. I'm not a pussy. But anyway.
Right, exactly.
don't grab this pussy.
Oh, God.
I couldn't resist that. But, yo, real talk. I think he's doing a hell of a job unifying people right now. Because a lot of people are having one common cause to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now, first of all, if an Arab owns a deli, it's a deli. It's not a bodega. A bodega is Hispanic. An Arab cannot own a bodega, though. Bodega is for the Spanish people. Deli is deli. Even though a bodega is basically the same thing as a deli, still, no. We accustomed to calling it a bodega.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabs, they have the deli, not a bodega. So, but anyway, so, you know, bodega 101. But anyway, and a bodega, they play Spanish music with the strings and all that. You don't hear that in the Arab deli. They don't play Spanish music in it.
No.
So you can't call it a bodega.
No.
It's not a bodega. No, it's not a bodega. But anyway, they were doing a protest. There was a lot of delis around New York that were doing a protest. Yeah, that was closing because they were protesting this dude's travel ban.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. I said, that's nice. Even
that's
though,
nice.
No, I mean, it is nice because at least people are standing for something. People are actually like getting together for something, like all these protests that are popping off, you know, lower Manhattan, Chicago, other places. Like, listen, it's good that everybody's coming together for something. But I think it's just a little too late. 46% of the country chose not to vote. And with that being said, now what you want to be mad?
Right.
You want to protest? You want to take it to the street? You should have thought about that at the polls.
Yep.
Because once again, if 46%, now just round it off, because I know it was 46 point something, but 46% of the country did not vote. So with that being said, what can you really say? What do you really say? What do you get mad about?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't get
can you
too mad because you lose
can't
your voice
so much.
Exactly. Now, it's ever since I've been on, I've never really seen too many protests go on like this with a newly elected president. I could be wrong.
No, but I've never witnessed anything like this. Even with the Bush senior and junior, you didn't even have this going on. He might have got the shoes thrown at him, but he ain't never had.
Oh
no
yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, it was never any. You never seen.
He knew.
Never,
he knew that shoe was coming. He dipped.
He sure
like
did.
His shoulder.
He had his ass
his shoulder,
up real quick.
Yeah, yo, his shoulder was already in the dip motion, and like the way he did it, it was just real kung fu like. It was real kung fu like. That was rehearsed. That was rehearsed. Because homeboy, the way he threw his shoe, yeah, he was no pitcher. He couldn't.
He was watching kung fu
baseball team.
Theater on Saturdays because he definitely did.
Yeah.
That.
And when he threw the shoe, he just put too like he needed to watch a black grandma do it. Because he just put too much shoulder in throwing the shoe.
Exactly.
And that's why Bush was probably able to premeditate. It was like a Matrix thing. And he just dipped. And then he dipped back up. But he had the little smirk on his face. Like, yeah, you thought you was going to shoe me.
You thought you was going to give me, right?
You thought you was going to give me.
But,
Texas.
I've never witnessed anything like this for, you know, the years that I've you know, was able to vote and, you know, was really paying attention to you know, anything with politics. I've never seen this. And that's telling you, you know, I don't know if it's because of the way that our world has changed. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it also, but this feels like a third world country. Like, you know, in those third world countries, they the ones that be protesting the king and the czar and all that. They do that.
The king and I.
Yeah, the kings and all that. They do that because they don't like the what he's doing. They start protesting and burning his statue.
Yeah, they
and
overthrow. Yeah.
They do stuff like that. So that's why I'm saying, like that means that, you know, that's showing that, you got to start, like, these people have to start waking up and stop being so just spacey. Stop letting trinkets and little things, keep your attention off of what the real issues are. I'm not saying don't have your fun, don't live your life. I'm not saying not to do that, but you got to pay attention to what's around you and what's going on around you, because that's the problem. They're doing these things right over your head, right under your nose, and they know you're not paying attention, so they're going to continue to keep doing what they're doing.
Exactly. But now, what disturbs me, now, I'm not defending Trump. I'm not defending anybody. Except for myself, but I'm not on trial. But my thing is, the media really blew his whole ban thing out of proportion. Now, he put some countries on a list. He didn't specifically say certain things. He just was like, listen, I'm going to put these things up here on the list. Basically, you use your discretion when you letting them through or you stopping them here, whatever. There's certain things he didn't specify within that executive order to make it seem like it was some out-and-out Muslim ban or something like that. Because it could have been, like, damn near anybody, really.
Right.
That they if you're going into the airport and they felt, you know, a little funny, you could have been detained, too.
All right.
But now, I also heard, I didn't get to YouTube it yet, but his press secretary had later on, after he signed the orders, later on that day, he made a statement saying that these people were not banned. We were just checking them to make sure they say who they are, who they say they were. Now, listen.
But...
I work in security. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Over 20 years I've been doing it. You got to come to the building with your ID, or else you're going to get screened.
But the thing is, these
you
people have their IDs. These people are people that live in this country. They live here.
Okay, and this is true.
And they have passports.
Right.
They have proof.
Okay, but at the same time, it's like this. how many times I look, let's go back to 9/11. Because that seems to be the set off for a lot of things.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of paperwork, a lot of policies, a lot of wars. It was just the catalyst for a lot of things.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
let's go back to 9/11. Now you see how these guys, those hijackers, they lived here.
All right.
They lived here, they had lives here until they got the phone call and said, "All right, let's do it." Just like the other guy who they claim shot up the gay club in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He lived here. He got this paperwork. He got that. Like, he had all of this stuff. Some of these people, they take flight lessons.
Okay.
And no one does any double checking or anything on their paperwork. Now, like I said, if I could play devil's advocate for a moment. So I just want to make sure you are who you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know what I'm saying? You're not just going to flash your ID at me. Like, I want to look at it, and I might want to just run the information to make sure everything is straight. I just want to make sure you are who you say you are, because you got a lot of fraudulent things going on out there, a lot of people just making up stuff.
Okay.
And I can understand he's starting his administration out with, "I don't want to get caught with my pants down," because failed intelligence before it happened, and then look what happened. So I want to make sure everybody that's coming back into the country is who they say they are.
Okay, but how about
now,
this?
Now, to a degree, I get it. Okay.
Okay, you explained it like that. I hear what you're saying, but how about this? How about these homegrown terrorists? How about the one people that are here already? How about the ones that's here already? You ain't checking them out. And there's ones that's here already. Once again, that's the ones that'll go in the movie theater, sit in the movie theater, and start busting on shots. This is the same ones that are, because he got mad with his mommy, and he listened to all this crap that's going on, and listening to him the things that he's saying were going to a school and kill a bunch of innocent children. Or because somebody at school bullied him, and, "Oh, I'm going to get him back. Oh, you know, Trump said, oh, you need to do this and that. Oh, let me go and get," you know, you understand what I'm saying? How about the ones that are here? So you're worrying about people that go overseas and go, these are people, like I said, a lot of them have family over there. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles. They go visit.
And they were concerned with who their affiliations are. They have concerns. So all right, let's say 1,100
people
at the airport.
That could be anybody. But why do you – my thing is, okay, not to cut you up, but I'm just saying, why is it – okay, they're saying Muslim bad, but once again, it's like that's who you're targeting. Because guess what? You got people that go to Japan and go visit family. You got people that go to Russia that go visit family. You got people that go to China that go visit family. Africa, every place. You got people that visit everywhere.
Yeah.
But guess what? They weren't being detained. Those people weren't being detained. I'm sure throughout that whole day, those people those people weren't being detained.
I'm sure they were not good with it. But like I said, just to play devil's advocate for the moment, for the sake of national security, like I said, all right, you got the airport. You got all these people going out, trying to hop flights, go to the country, do a vacation, whatever. The next thing you know, this happened. And then, you know, they want to start screening people more thoroughly.
Okay.
And maybe they're trying to catalog a couple of, you know, suspect individuals. Who knows?
Okay.
But my thing is, I'm not going to say, like I said, I'm not defending them, but I don't think it was a total, like, you know, I hate all Muslims and we're going to shut them down. I don't think it was that type of situation. I believe he has a problem. Does he have a problem with immigrants? Yes, he does. Now, could the problem be something simple? Or could it be something like you know, a little complex. I mean, I don't know. You tell me. It's something that you really got to think about, because, listen, when people get in, they get in. When they need to get out, they get out. But coming back in, we don't know what you're coming with. I don't know what friends you made up. I don't know who you was talking to over there or what was going on.
Okay, I get that. I could dig that. But once again, as I always say, this society is built like they play on people's fears. And they've been doing it since 9/11. Since 9/11 happened, before 9/11, once it wasn't a fear. After 9/11, they've been playing on that fear since then, because that's
well,
all
it generates
they ever,
money.
That's all they ever go back to when they start talking about something. Oh, 9/11. This, that, 9/11. Oh, she went to the bathroom, 9/11. And she did. It's always going back to that. So the fear has been building. So now you have these politicians and some of these politicians and you know, Congress and other people in all that, they build on that fear. So they figure, oh, that's what gets people off. All we got to do is say, oh, this set of people did this on 9/11. So you know what? For now on, we can't trust them, because it's the same way. Even though we know that most Muslims are black, or a lot of them are black, but it's the same thing with black people, especially our young black son. What they do? Oh, he got on a hoodie. Oh, he must be. I can't even say that. No, let me go a little further back. Just a black man in general. If you black, oh, you're doing something wrong, or you must be out to do something wrong. Oh, he's in the elevator with me by myself, so oh, he must gonna rob me. It's that fear that they put in to society. Stereotypes
of
fear.
Of course. That's what sells. That's what makes the money.
Absolutely. So just as you said before, the media blows it out of proportion. It's sad that they do that. But then again, it needs to be televised. It needs to be known that this is what happens.
Well, yeah,
well,
but you know, a lot of people know. A lot of people know, but they ain't gonna do anything about it. What are they gonna do? There's really nothing. Like right now, it's not the time to be praying. Right now is not the time to be talking about any lives matter. Right now is not the time for it. Right now, we really have to think about these next 4 years before.
Yeah, but we have to start from. I mean, you know, we got to start. We got to start somewhere, because, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Because he's just signing stuff. I don't think he's reading. I don't think he's even arguing. Not arguing, but debating or talking to them. Or they're just telling him, okay, you sign this. Sign that, sign it, and he's signing it. And I'm sure they presented that to Obama, possibly. And he probably said, I'm not signing that. Because he knows the problems that it was going to cause.
Well, of course.
Just
he's like
with him
doc.
Talking
he's like
about,
a Howard Stern.
Right. It's just like him talking about he's going to build the wall. Now, you've been talking all this stuff about building the wall. Now, you want the Mexicans to pay for that war. Are you kidding me? How? Why in the hell would they pay? Why? Why would they pay for something that you want to put up to keep them out?
Oh, your guess is as good as mine on that one.
Because that's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. Like, why would you? You going to make these people pay for something that you're trying to keep them out of here? It's like what he's doing is making no sense. He's making no sense. Like, nothing makes sense to what he's doing. Nothing makes sense.
Well, why should it make sense? None of it should really make. Listen, the guy came in. He's doing what he wants to do, how he wants to do it. Simple and plain. You can protest. We can fight. We can do all we want to. But it's not going to stop him from, you know, doing what needs to be done. Doing what he feels needs to be done. One of my issues are that you sat up there, you blame Obama. Meanwhile, there's a lot of hypocrisy going on when you have Trump kind of overstepping the bounds of his reach, yet Obama's trying to do X, Y, and Z, and then you're nailing them to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, whoa, you can't, no, you can't do that. No, you can't. No. Like, what's the problem?
I don't know.
All I know is that this guy is scary, but Pence, his vice president, is scarier.
Okay, right.
Like, that dude, he looks like he's ready to put anything dark on a boat and send it to Africa. Anything dark.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't know. I can't, my brain
wrap
just
head around it.
Right, yeah, like trying to process what kind of what kind of world are we living? Like, what kind, what are we, like what happened? I know things are supposed to change, but damn, what happened?
I know what happened. Well, I think I know what happened. No guarantees, so don't hold me to it. I think people were just in such a rush. Let's get rid of the Negro. We got to get rid of the Negro. We got to pick somebody. And see, picking Hillary was just kind of too close to the Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
So, thus you have the situation that we have now. Everybody was wanted to go so hard and blame Obama and get rid of Obama, but now you don't have Obama anymore.
Nope.
Now you got this guy. And he's...
And now y'all mad. But y'all put him there.
Exactly.
And then, he's just firing people little places, getting rid of this one, getting rid of that one. He's running it he's basically running it like he runs his businesses. You just firing people. You can't just fire people that have been there for probably almost 20 and 30 and 40 years. How you just firing people? You got to go. No, I don't want you here.
Well, because he feels he's the president of the United States and he can do so.
Yeah, I understand
mean,
that, but you just, but
I,
he's
I
just
think,
important people. He's just people that need to be there. You just getting rid of them.
Listen. Let me ask you this. But once, what was his thing? We make America great again. Well, that we weren't included in that great. Yeah, we weren't supposed to rise past the chain. We weren't supposed to get to certain levels. Like,
no, of course not.
That's just, yeah, exactly. So
you know that.
Yeah.
Nope, we weren't supposed to, we supposed to be in them chains forever, that's it. We're going to keep them down there under our feet, but no. But how do we expect, like, did you really expect that to stay like that for the rest? Like, I don't understand how they really feel that that's supposed to stay like that, or that was supposed to stay like that.
Yeah. What did you really think? Like, you think it was going to... Listen. We saw the hype coming.
Mm-hmm.
And now... it's here. And, I'm still trying to understand. Like, I'm still trying to understand, number one, how did he win? Because look at the precedent. Look what he's saying. Because I don't think he went to college. So you got a high school diploma, no college...
Mm-hmm.
Little shyster swindler became president. Oh, you can
mm-hmm.
do it too. Look at me, I did it. Like, really?
Yep.
You said, it's all the negative stuff that he said about women and, Mexicans, and yet he can still.
Just the things that he say, he can't even articulate correctly. How about that?
Well, that's why I'm waiting for his first State of the Union address. That's what I want to see with the
State
of the Union.
He's going to talk like he's talking
really
to my mob boss.
Because
that's how he sounds. No, like he talk, he sound like he talking to the mafia or something like that. Like you do realize you're a president. You're not some mob, you know, some mob guy. You know,
gosh.
Like that's how he talks.
Well, you know, I guess he just equates that with, you know, asserting authority. So.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I ain't trying to make no excuse for it. I really, in the grand scheme of things, I still got to go to work. I still got things to do. I can't be focused on what this guy's talking about, you know.
Exactly.
And 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What up? It's time! You know, I was waiting. You know, I was waiting. Vroom, vroom.
Nothing much. I'm sorry, I'm in the store right now because I got to get formula and all that stuff before Donald Trump sent me back to Haiti, you know?
Wait. First of all, listen, y'all got that good rice over there. But anyway, listen, how the hell you could have, I know those, that formula, that's like $8 a can, right?
My daughter is
13. When she was smaller, them cans was $5 and change. So I know inflation hit. So how much?
Oh, yeah.
$8, $12, how much? How much of them cans?
Can I say what store I'm in right now? It is $30.99.
For a case.
For one can.
For one can?
That's the powder.
Yeah, that's the powder. Yeah,
that's the powder.
I use the powder for her. Yeah,
$40?
Yeah.
That's like one third of gas in my truck.
That's a bottle of my special water, if you know what I mean, please.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
Oh, I know, that's strong.
But like I told you guys a couple weeks ago, for the next 4 weeks, the next 4 years, we're gonna be talking nothing but Trump. Okay, so this is nothing. This is only the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my thing is, all right, do you think he could possibly be the one to start a revolution? Because everybody seems to just be protesting all over the place now. Everybody is just like people. Listen, first of all, I don't even get days off like that. Where do these people get time off? Just go running the streets to go protest.
They don't. They don't have time off. They just go. Hope they don't get caught.
I'm sick.
I'm sick, but I'm getting my ass beat on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you more than sick now. You take the rest of the year.
Well, you know what? I think, like I said, Monday night, there's something more to the story that any of us know. But you're right. He started something big. But this is something I don't think any of us experienced before ever in our lifetime. You got Trump supporters versus Trump oppressors, and we at civil war right now. But once again, why are people upset? This is what you want, right? In the end.
Yep.
You cry about black men for 8 years. They cry about everything, and now you have one white guy that you wanted, and within 2 weeks you cause it chaos.
Right.
I just don't get that part at all. You didn't want a woman president. I'm sorry?
Well, we'll never really get it. Because once again, all they heard was make America great again, and then they saw a white face.
But like Big Red
said
earlier. People go on fear, like Big Red said earlier. Why people are afraid of? Because of Muslims? But at the same time, we are killing our own people? Whether you're white, black, Asian, Mexican? I just don't get it.
Yep.
I mean, since when we had another 9/11? Since 9/11.
Right, and they used that.
You know, every other attack has been homegrown within us.
Yep, absolutely.
Or ISIS,
but they don't acknowledge that. It didn't happen. Because, I mean, my thing is, all right, put it like this. I saw a video on Facebook where there was a bunch of one of the protesters that was going on downtown Manhattan. They were behind, I think, City Hall. And it was a bunch of, there was Muslims, and they were protesting the ban. And they weren't rowdy. They were peaceful.
Very peaceful, from what I heard.
Of course. So I saw somebody post something. Oh, matter of fact, it was what you posted, what the guy was saying about if they cut off heads in their country, what makes you think they won't do it in our country? Because they're not over here for that. They're over here to open up a store or get the Milano Ubers, make money, and chill.
Exactly.
They ain't over here to cut anything. If they're going to cut anything, they're going to cut a fart out their ass or they're going to cut their sandwich because they're hungry. They ain't here to cut nothing.
I didn't eat no sandwich today because I was hungry.
You
know, but the store was closed. So I was hungry. But damn. Because you think about how many stores do they have in New York City alone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, they got a
lockdown on that.
And you know what? They're always cooking the good stuff. They was cooking good stuff.
Yeah.
They was cooking good stuff. Ain't no doubt about
that. But how many stores do we own, technically speaking?
Exactly.
Black people.
None. Hardly.
No, I did not mean to go there, but it's the truth, you know?
Yeah, it is
the truth. It is the truth because we're so busy being consumers instead of actually, you know, being the
owners.
You know, the owners, like, you know, the person who's putting the product out there. But, you know, everybody want to run around talking about I'm a boss. Well, if you were really a boss, you wouldn't be bending to, you know, for somebody to waiting for somebody to hand you something. Are you a boss?
Mm-hmm.
She's going out there getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I think what he's doing is there's a motive behind it. There's something more to it, but I mean,
but
to
I
a
think,
degree.
You know what I think it is also because it came on so it's so quick. Like this is something that should have took time. Like. He just put it out there like quick. Like I think this is something that should have been built. Like they should have built up to it.
Yeah.
Even though he was saying it, but it's like, all right, it's like a kid, like a puppy, like you know, like a overexcited puppy. Like, oh, I can't wait to get off. Oh, I'm gonna sign. You know, like a kid, like a little kid when they get ready to go to something that they like, or the circus or something. They can't wait to get to the circus. Or when they get to the circus, they want to see the elephant. Oh, I want to see the elephant's mom. I want to see this. I want to see that. You know, that's what it's like. It's like it was too much in a rush, and it was too much at one time.
But you gotta give him credit. He's doing a lot in a short amount of time.
Exactly.
I love it. Whoa, calm down. You got 4 more years.
That's exactly what I mean. It's like he got in the office and he just went crazy.
I'm like, listen,
this must have ran out of ink.
Don't like Donald Trump. The rest of the world was shocked, okay? We cannot lie. Like, what? Trump won? I'm like, you believe it? But you still can't believe it, you know? That.
Right. Mhm. And then here you go, you win, and now you in office, just signing all kinds of stuff. Probably signing your daggone soul to the devil. You signing everything.
And but I think what got everybody is we this wall that you want Mexico to pay is like me asking my bartender to give me free drinks all night long. It's not going to happen. You know. But at the same time, we have other problems in this country, like Flint, Michigan, with the water. Everyone seems to forget about that.
Right. These people's water is still dirty and got all kinds of gunk hanging out of it. Are you concentrating on doing something about that?
Mm-hmm.
No, you busy wanting to keep the Muslims out and build a wall so the Mexicans don't come. And listen, I want them avocados. I ain't trying to play with the avocados.
Hey, I need my tequila.
That's right. You damn right. You need your tequila, and I need my avocados. And the tomato. Dude, this idiot don't realize. I'm sure he likes tomatoes somewhere on his sandwiches or salad. You do that.
Well,
they're not giving you no tomatoes. They ain't doing that.
Well, what do you think about the proposal? to, I think it was to tax them an extra 20% on their import.
Why? Why? We need it.
He's a retard.
As you hear all the time, this country was built on immigrants. Let's be honest. Like I told my white friends at work, if you ban the Muslims, you ban the Mexicans, who's going to clean your bathroom? If you ban us, who's going to wash your kids? Let's be honest, white people.
Yeah.
I mean, I told the white people that. Of course, they had no answer for me, but let's be honest. We do the jobs that you don't want to do.
You may pay us well
or somewhat well, but we still do the jobs that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You go out playing your tennis and your golf while we watch your badass children.
Exactly.
So if you kick out a Mexican,
they don't
want to
watch their badass children. Exactly. Consuela going to watch your badass kids. Shoot.
That's crazy.
But what bothers me the most, America complain about jobs, but they don't want to do the job, so you give it to the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
They work cheap, and they do a better job than most of us do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So this is dumb and standard the way I see it.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. But I just, you know, what gets me in the gizzard about this whole situation is that he's being very, I mean, he's just over the top with it. He's just really over the top.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Babies, kids, like, you're really trying to say these people who already live in can't come back into the country? Like, you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's an issue.
Yeah, they were saying some big basketball players that went overseas and now they're stuck in Dubai. They can't go out. They can't come back to the United States. So they stuck in Dubai. Like, you messing with people's money. Now, these guys got to make money. Are you kidding me?
You messing with their money.
Out there stuck.
Well, because they don't think about the details. They don't look at the big picture, as always.
Well, I mean, personally, just for the sake of saying it, I hope there isn't really a big picture, too much of a big picture anyway, because it's already a powder keg right now. It's already a powder keg. Like, who's gonna strike the match?
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we really don't want that. Because, of course, I can see it. Some homegrown terrorist goes and does something stupid and then say, oh, ISIL did. No.
But
you're
not here.
That's already happened. They have things. Homegrown terrorists that have done things here, and they always find a way to blame ISIS and say, oh, it was one of the Muslims. Even with that thing with the guy that shot up the gay club, I really don't even think he probably ain't even Muslim. They probably just wanted to make him Muslim.
Well, if you're dark skinned, you're Muslim. That's it. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
There's no white Muslims out there. No white people at all. They are Muslims.
I've been noticing that. Like, anytime something happens, they always blame it. Either somebody, it's either a black person or a Muslim. They don't say nobody else. It's just those two. Those two right there. Black. Oh, he was black. Oh, he's Muslim. Oh, he's black. Like, do you realize there's other people that live in this world besides black?
We know that, but not society. They don't seem to know that. Or they seem to forget.
Right, exactly, because just like you said, they build on the fear. They know what's going to get people riled up. Oh, a black person, that'll get them riled up. Oh, a Muslim person, that'll get them riled up. That's going to get them riled up.
But I have a question.
I don't want anybody riled. What's up?
Where you came up with that great question, if this is reality or especially your topic?
Because this could possibly be the start of the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
This right here could be the start of it, of a revolution.
True.
If enough people push the issue and, like, discontent continues to grow, I don't see them bouncing him out of office like that. I think that he's just, it's going to have to be like an overthrow. Like, remember all those times, every time he says make America great again, he's talking about what, the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the big industrial boom.
Yeah.
Now, back then, people were more American-minded. You know, there were a little bit extra or more products that were actually made in America. Americans had pride in things. So I should have said white Americans. We weren't, damn sure weren't a part of it. The thing is, yeah, we damn sure weren't a part. We were still busy being, what, one-third, you know what I'm saying, of a human being.
Yeah,
but
right.
With all that discontent back then, look at what's going on now. And this is something like we've really never seen before. So, yeah, it's a strong possibility that, you know, extra, you know, just but like something has to give one way or another. He's not going to leave office, so something has to give. He's
going
to be
shot,
removed. Huh? Well, I don't wish no bad. I don't want anything to happen to him, but, you know, some people bring certain things on themselves.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
that's on one
brain.
People. If you cut one head, two will grow. You know, let's say you impeach.
Exactly.
Trump. Like you say, there's fence, and that fence. And like I said many times,
yeah.
I'm not worried about Trump. I'm worried about his supporters and the brainwash he's doing towards these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
That want to carry out that mission.
What was that thing with the housing? Where a lot of people who were on these fixed rate interests. Rates and stuff like that. Like he moved to cut that. So now they will have to actually pay the ballooning prices, you know, all the like, you know, at whatever payment scale they have to pay it. And it's like, wait a minute, hold on. So you're trying to put people on the street too?
Like we don't have enough people on the streets.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, like I said, reality, the reality of it is he's trying to get something that no longer is really attainable because the American attitude is not the same as it was then. You got a lot of lazy cats who are just stuck on some of these social media sites and they don't really, they're not focused on the fight for the country. They just focus on the fight for themselves.
Revolution.
Now that pops off, that means, yo, radical change has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But these young people are not ready for it because, like I said, at the end of the day, we can't, we not saying that we can't fight or we're not going to fight, but it's like, you know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of the older generation are like I said, these people are in their 60s, 70s, 80s. They're not going to be out there trying to do that because they a lot of them are sick. They're older, you know, they got other things going on, so they can't really do it. It's up to these young people, the ones that's young in their 20s, their late 20s, their 30s. These are the ones that we have to depend on, and unfortunately, and I'm not going to say all, but unfortunately, we can't because they got their heads in weed land.
Weed land. I like that.
Yeah, they so busy
some
in weed land, they not realizing what's going on.
Some of them just got it up their butt.
Yeah, that too, with somebody else's butt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On somebody's crack or something.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, listen, my concern, first of all, we're not, the people out here, they ain't built for no revolution.
No.
Because there's two. First of all, it may be one. One common denominator, but everybody has their own causes. Too many causes. There's the LGBT, if I'm saying it correctly, and then there's these Black Lives Matter, and then there's All Lives Matter, and then there's Cat Lives Matter, and then there's this and there's that, and everybody has their own cause. And they're fighting, like, you're fighting the machine, but yet you're separate. Because you're so busy. Some people are so busy focused on getting their cause taken care of before anything else. Like, I think some of the things that he's revoking for women are like, disgusting. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what his problem is. But you can tell he always seemed to have had an attitude or some type of issue with women anyway. Because,
he probably hates
he couldn't stay married.
Yeah, but why did women vote for him? Which I still don't understand that part.
Because those weren't women. either they weren't women, or they were probably dykes, or I don't know, possibly maybe they were lesbians. or you have some women that are very narcissistic, and they just feel that, you know, they don't care. They don't realize that these things are going to affect them. They feel that it doesn't affect them, but they don't realize that it does.
Big Red, like I told you, it'd be Monday night on my show. I had a former employee, when she posted on video, she was crying crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day after the election, a beautiful Spanish woman, a guy, she was going to Starbucks, the guy rolled down her window and said to her, "Trump is president now, I can rape you."
Oh, wow.
That's a very powerful statement right there.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant it or not, who knows?
Come try it.
Exactly.
I would have said, my name is Elena Bobbitt. Now come try it.
Exactly. That's right.
Right here. I'll pay scissors. Go ahead. No anesthesia. Come try it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
that's some alcohol.
Right?
Let's fix this. But
yeah, but it's like,
but
you know,
what,
very,
but,
you know.
But what kind of person says that? What kind of mind says that?
But if you hear that from
Trump,
know what I'm saying? And other guys practicing or saying that, it's like, wow, really?
You know what? I hate to say it like that, but to me, and I could be wrong, but the type of women that voted for Trump have to be the type of women that, like, maybe they're used to getting treated like trash.
Or like it.
Maybe
it's
love.
Mm-hmm.
And they enjoy it. Like they used to being second class citizens, and they feel it's okay as long as the man leads and does it. Like they're living like
mm-hmm.
they're like this is a Little House on the Prairie times or something like that. Like they're supposed
to
be in the kitchen, you know, cooking for Charles, you know, and the girls. Like maybe that's, you know, maybe that's their mind state. Because there's a lot of women out here who work or independent. They ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah.
They ain't trying to hear none of that. So just like you said, I really don't get it. I'm still flabbergasted that he actually won. But like I said earlier in the show, all that says to the idiots, the scammers, the schemers, the cheats, the corrupt, all that says, hey, if he can do it, I can do it too.
Exactly. That is like the 100% right there.
Like,
a woman,
to me,
a woman, Hillary, I'm sorry. No, Hillary Clinton was just about the emails. Oh, I'm not going to vote for Hillary because of emails. So let me vote for a guy. That grab woman, grope woman, treat people like crap. Like, the list could go on and on compared to a lady because she leaked, she did something wrong with the emails. Like, who cares overall?
Right, exactly.
You know. I mean,
well,
I think she was perfect.
I find it interesting how he was just able to acknowledge that Russia hacked. And nobody said anything. I'm like, wow, this is the same person that said Obama needs to show us his birth certificate. This dude stood up here and said, I don't pay federal taxes, and I had Russia hack email. And everybody was like, okay, we cool with that. That's
right.
You know,
like,
that's all right.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
This world is ass backwards.
If Obama did the same thing, oh, forget about it.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
They would have stormed the White House.
Mm-hmm.
They would have stormed the White House. They would have took him out. They would have took him out and like beat him on the front lawn.
Yeah.
Impeached him right there. That's why I just. That's why I, like, yo, I don't. Is this really our reality?
Yes.
Or is the this revolution like what's going on here? Like,
I
really?
Hope I wake up. Maybe we dreaming.
Oh, this is a dream. Oh, forget about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we
exactly
are. You know, maybe we are. Maybe we're dreaming and we're going to snap. We're going to wake up out of it. Maybe, you know.
Well, look at
know.
It like this. So what's that position that he put out there? I think it's for deportation officer is going to be. So they want to hire 45,000 people to hit the streets and take care of illegal immigrants.
Wait, so he's... Wait, this is something new he's putting... Like, what? Wait.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess he's creating jobs.
With Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, with ICE. He wants to be able to have people... Like, remember the issue that he had with New York? He wanted the NYPD to go out there and be active in arresting illegals and stuff like that. And
mm-hmm.
the mayor was like, no,
yes.
like, that's not their job.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, if you're a sanctuary city, I'm going to cut your funding and all this and that. And it's like,
right.
whatever. Like, guys, you know what I'm saying? You do what you feel you need to do. Well, I think he's going to be creating a position because I've heard it through some sources. And yeah. He's going to be creating a position. Is going to be a deportation officer because he wants people actively in the streets shaking down illegals and getting them out of here.
Are you?
Well, you know what?
Wait. All you have to do is have a high school diploma.
Oh, sign me up then.
Me too.
Sign me up. I'm not going to lie to you.
You
guys know I
got to
do my child support. Sign me up.
Shoot. I'm going to get my son a job. Shoot. If that's what you
no,
got
no, 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 no. That I'm
what
telling you
know?
Right now. That's going to be the most dangerous job. You better all send them overseas. Listen. You've heard of MS-13 before, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Mexican gang cat. Do you really know that they're trying to get deported?
Oh, that's the ones they put you in the white van and then you don't see you no more.
Listen,
they put you in the white van and you ain't ever seen again after that.
They'll put you in a Toyota Corolla and parade you down the block with a cat on your head. They don't give a damn. Listen, you don't want to go into some of these areas and hunt those cats down because that's what he wants. He wants some cats that's going to have powers above state or local agencies and go in there and get them and send them back. Whether it's them, whether it's Muslims, whatever illegal immigrants, he wants them out of here.
He's trying
and
to get people killed. That's what he's doing.
He's going to get, listen, he's going to get people killed. Because that's, like I said, that's going to be a very dangerous job.
Sorry, guys.
Because some of them cats ain't trying to go back. All right. Take care,
okay.
Baby.
Well, guys, thank you so much.
Right,
have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Monday, 10:30 p.m.
Thank you so much. All right.
All right, bro.
But, yeah,
but,
yo, yeah, he's trying to get
people. That's
going
to be a dangerous job. That's going to be a very dangerous job.
Because who do you think? So now they're supposed to like, now how is this supposed to work? They're going to scope people out and watch him in
I'm sure they have a list. See, if you really think about it, that whole little situation with the whole flight band and all this and that, if you really think about it, it gives them time to catalog. They didn't catalog everybody.
Right.
But it probably cataloged enough people, enough names. And now I'm just going off of something that I saw the other day. You know this movie Snowden? You heard about that?
I heard it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Very good movie. Because basically what he was saying in the movie is like they may be looking at you, but they're not just looking at you. They're looking at other people that you know. and people that know you, the people that they know, to look for any possible connection to anything that would make you suspect, and they can detain you and kick you out.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So you don't have to be doing anything, but you can just happen to know somebody, but not even know the activity that they're doing.
Right. You don't know.
You get jammed up. Yeah, you get jammed up.
Unbelievable.
Yes,
unbelievable.
I just find it very, very interesting. That's why I'm like, so all those people who's talking that make America great again, and then just that third. First of all, listen, let's just be real. When was it great? It may have been great for you when blacks was in slavery, and whites were the majority, and you guys were on top. It's not like you're not on top, but it's not the same. You don't have the same type of grip or type of control that you did years ago. So, I mean, really, come on now. Make it great again? So you went with this dude's rhetoric who wants to ban this and stop this. And I mean, yo, listen, I heard Dick Cheney made a statement. First of all, you ain't heard Dick Cheney say anything about anything in years. Okay? I still think Dick Cheney's a robot because he had too many damn heart surgeries to actually be a human. But if Dick Cheney stepped up, if Dick Cheney stepped up and said something, then you know
something ain't right.
You got a problem.
Yep.
Yeah, something ain't right. And Dick Cheney, gangster, because he'll shoot him up. He made a mistake and shot somebody. Then dude,
yeah, talking about he made a mistake. He thought it was a bird.
Yeah, no, but then the dude got on TV and apologized for being in the way of the gun. I was like, yo, that's gangster.
Yeah.
That's the fist. You shoot me and I apologize to you. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was in front of you.
I should have been standing in the way.
I should have been standing there. I'm such an ass. Well, I'll pay attention next time. Like, yo, I mean, that was crazy. There's a lot of people that are just not happy. There's a lot of people that see a lot of problems with what's going on. Like I said, this guy has not even been in office for a full 2 weeks yet. Now, just because he's signing all of this stuff, it doesn't actually mean it's going to go through. But, I mean, come on. You firing people because they don't agree with you or they're not going to push your agenda? I mean, really?
Like I said, like he in the boardroom at his office or something like that. You're fired because you ain't agreeing with what I say, you know.
That's a bit much. That's a bit much. That's why I'm like, yo, I don't. Once again, reality or revolution? Like, what's it going to be? Because this is our reality. I don't know if I'm going to be able to deal with it for 4 years, even though. We can sit back and say, well, the blacks can say, oh, well, he ain't focused on us. He focused on them immigrants. He ain't focused on us. Listen, trust and believe. He ain't forget about us.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming, yeah.
Like Phil Collins in the air tonight. It's
yep.
coming.
Yep, that's right.
Lord. You know, but once again, some people want to sleep. Some people don't want to heed the message. I mean, it's all good. You know, it is what it is. But I have my concerns. I have my concerns.
I have concerns too. So I don't know. It's like, listen, who's going to help us? Like who's going to help us from him? Like, who's going to save us from him? You understand? Who's going to save us from him? But the thing is, he's supposed to be the one that's supposed to be trying, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, the president of the United States. Who's going to save us from you? That's my thing. It's like, who's going to save us from you? Because, like I said, you know, you just going crazy with power now. Like, he's drunk with power.
And he's still drinking. He's still drinking right behind the wheel. Right behind the wheel doing 70 miles an hour with the bottle in his hand.
Right, he's still drinking. Still drinking.
You know, I mean, America, he's going to treat this country like a business, like a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, I'd feel kind of funny, but it's either you get down or lay down, one way or another.
Yep. That's
so all I can say to most people, just focus on your bread right now. Focus on making your money and doing what you got to do.
Hey, and stack it up because we might put that money together.
Yeah, you might have to. Listen, I heard the Russian ruble was doing well right now. I didn't know their markets was even the Russian ruble. Their money. Their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing real good. Doing good right now. I'm like, really? Interesting. Very interesting.
Don't worry. I'm sure he knows that he's going to find some way to weasel himself in there and try to mess with that.
Yeah, well, I hope not, but like I said, you never really know. And from a person, like, I have my moments when I can be political. This right here is just that, it's just something that just kind of had to be addressed. But in the grand scheme of things, I really don't care. I care, but then again, it's like, I don't care. Because you know what? It's either you take the attitude of, like, I'm going to do what I have to do regardless, or you're just going to let the rhetoric and the BS slow you down and stop you.
Right. Right.
You know, and some of us just really can't afford that. So it's basically, it is what it is.
Yep,
you know,
sure is.
But I just pray for us all. So like I said, they put him in the White House, and it wasn't even the full American vote. It wasn't even the full power of the voters.
It wasn't. So now we got, like I said, for the next 4 years, we got to try and, you know, figure out a way to just survive this until you know. So we can get him up out of here.
Yeah.
Maybe by that time, everybody will be on board to actually vote.
Listen, by that time, hopefully, you know, we ain't all in Africa or Canada or something like that.
Oh, Canada something.
Yeah, we might have to go. We might have to come back, you know.
Afterwards.
Yeah, come back to 4.5 years later, you know, do cleanup detail or something. Because, I mean,
you said do cleanup detail.
Yeah. I mean, listen, his own party is just making up excuses, running buffers, and lying.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to assume everybody's that gullible, but really? You really think this dude is about the Tea Party? You know, you really think he's about jobs and stuff? Like, he's just doing stuff to get money pumped into the economy so that way he can continue to do what he needs to do. Jobs mean money for state and government because those are taxpayers. So he got to get you back to work so you can pay taxes.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So things can run how they need to run.
That's why you're implementing that new job. with the illegal immigrants, well, whatever it is he wants to do. Trying to
bring
money.
Like I said, it's going to be a dangerous position.
Very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, most people ain't ready for revolution. And we turn around telling everybody, oh, my gosh, you're shooting. Like, shut up. Like, really, you want to go back to the Stone? You want freedom or you want to go back to the Stone Age? Shut up. just shut up. So,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it is. It's definitely going to be something interesting. And, you know, God bless us. God help. How do you say at the end of the disaster movies? God help us.
God help us all.
God help us all.
God help us all.
Yeah, God help us all.
Oh, God. Yes. God help us all.
I'm waiting for somebody to talk about, there's going to be a terrorist attack. Like, shut up. Don't even put that out there.
You said they're going to be what?
Like, I'm waiting for somebody to say, he's pissing off the Muslims. It's going to be a terrorist attack. Stop. Because you're going to give somebody an idea.
Idea, yep. Sure. They already, listen, it's already happening all over, but it's just happening in small places, but it's already happening.
Yeah, you're right.
It's already happening.
You're absolutely right. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame, but like I said, man, this guy, me personally, I don't think Trump is a racist. I just think he just don't like certain types of people. I think he don't like lazy people. I think he equates, like, you know, the Mexicans and the blacks, you know, as lazy. You know,
wouldn't that be considered racist?
Well, it could be bigot. Could be a bigot. It's just his preference. Like, is he just don't want to, you know, like, he may not like illegal immigrants or Mexicans because a lot of them made what he said before, they bring in drugs. And, they kill people.
Okay, so then
so
that's what,
like,
the Colombians. The Colombians do the same thing. I don't hear them saying nothing about them.
Oh, because
Ecuadorians, they do it too.
They don't play either. He went with the lowest. Like, he seemed to think, like, you know, all these Mexicans, they ain't a joke. They ain't got no power. Yeah, okay. No problem.
Let me tell you something. If them Mexicans
in
that mine, they got all the Mexicans got out that mine by themselves.
Yep.
They didn't need no help from nobody.
Yep.
Well, not really no help, but, you know, they comfort each other down there. You notice all of them was alive. All of them came out there alive. So what is that telling you?
They pretty crafty.
That's right. Absolutely. They got out that damn mine all alive. All of them.
You ever seen, like, a drunk Mexican fight? Yo, listen, brutal. Brutal. Mexicans, listen.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fight a Mexican if I had a bat on me. I wouldn't fight a drunk Mexican kid. Like, it's like they got the force of, like, a giant. Like, they can take a hit. Like,
yep.
I remember one night I was somewhere. I was leaving a bar. Yo, this Mexican dude, he was getting hammered. Got right back up off the floor like it was nothing. I said, whatever he's drinking, because you put in a bottle for me, please.
Right.
Put that in a bottle. Yo, I don't mess with the Mexicans, man.
Yeah.
I don't mess with the Ecuador. Listen, you cool with me, Jack. Brother B said, you cool. I'm cool with you. You cool with me.
Right. And that's my thing. Like, he don't realize that they don't play. Like, I don't know what he's thinking or what kind of. Maybe he's thinking about the Mexicans that be clean, that used to, I guess, fix his yard up or watch his kids or something like that. But it's like, listen, you messing with the wrong people, dog. Like, isn't El Chapo was after him at one time? Shoot.
Well, he and everybody else is about to find out. Because, like I said, it just started. The ride just started. You know, like the roller coaster. We just slowly climbing up the hill. Yeah, just creeping up before it just do the big drop.
Before it drop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is what it is.
It's a long drop. This roller coaster got a long drop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
no breaks.
Oh, no.
No breaks. So, I mean, yeah, man, at this stage in the game, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, but then again, I do. I hope all you people who are Trump supporters, I hope you're happy. And I hope he screws you first. I hope he screws you first. I mean, really, I'm going to be straight up. I hope he screws you first.
I hope
you're
happy too.
Because you want to ban people from coming into the country. You want to do this. You want to ban that. Like, really? Really, my man? Okay. Like I said, it's all good. One thing that we can learn from this, the main thing we can learn is unity. We get together in numbers, peacefully protest, quiet rally. Oh, no, he's going to take the credit for it. He's going to say, see, if it wasn't for me acting this way, you guys would have never joined forces.
Yeah, he arrogant that
see?
Way, too. You got that
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, he said,
arrogant ass.
You guys wouldn't be here right now yelling at somebody. Cause you, I'm not even yelling at me. I'm here yelling at me.
Yeah, he damn sure is going to say that. Arrogant boy.
You know. But, you know, it's all good. Like I said, I just wanted to take a quick shot in the dark at this whole Trump thing. I really didn't want to talk about it because I don't really watch the news because I don't really want to hear the propaganda, the bullshit, the rhetoric anymore. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. Like, I'm tired of hearing it.
I'm tired, but,
you know, it's like everywhere we turn, it's there.
Yep, for the next 4 years. Long 4 years.
Long 4 years. Hey, that make it sound like forever.
Forever.
Yeah. Gas prices going up. It's out of control.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I mean, not that I can't believe it, but it's just like, wow. Like, really?
Yeah, you know how that goes. Politics as usual.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible, I tell you.
Yeah. Very terrible, but I got to go with the flow.
Yeah, we just got to
go with the flow. No doubt. But, y'all, let's wrap this up. This has been another episode of The Menu. We thank you for listening. And, yeah, this is just one of those little weird episodes that just had to, you know, put some things out there. But, you know, we'll make moves and we'll talk different next week.
Yes, we will. All
right.
All right, everyone.
Big Red. Thank you.
Brother B.
Signing off. Another episode of The Menu in the can. Yo, what up, Hot Rod? Thank you again for calling in.
Thank you, Hot Rod.
And, we out. But last but not least, before we leave, I just want to tell everybody, don't drink the milk. Spoiler.
Don't drink the milk. Don't believe the hype.
Rascal.
Right?
Yeah,
don't drink the milk.
One of little rascal. All right, y'all. Everybody,
good night.
Good night.
All right. Later.